State Senator Leah Vukmir is one of the bill's sponsors. She says thanks to the foresight of the Wisconsin legislature in the late 1990s, a newborn screening process was created that she says has served the state well. But the bill the Senate approved yesterday makes changes to that process. Vukmir called the bill forward-looking.
This bill amends the process and allows for a new technology to be considered as part of that process. Instead of just new screening tests that are from blood or urine.
Under current law, the State Department of Health Services requires blood tests for congenital and metabolic disorders for every newborn. The bill changes the screening process by allowing a wider variety of tests based on recommendations from a panel of experts. An example of a test that could be written into the requirements is pulse oximetry screening, which can identify critical congenital heart defects. Jody Legg is the state director of Wisconsin's March of Dimes chapter. She says they were excited to hear the Senate passed the bill.
This bill actually helped ensure that everything that we can screen for in the state of Wisconsin is being screened for newborn babies, so that your baby is not sent home from the hospital without having screenings, and that if there is a condition that is treatable, that the baby will get the best possible care as early as possible.
The Assembly is scheduled to consider the bill on Thursday. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.